Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast. Thank you for pausing, pushing the pause button to Edge God In, to your mind, your will, and your emotions. Our mission here at edgegodin.com is to champion human potential in Christ, to champion your human potential in Christ. Visit us at edgegodin.com. You will see across the tab on the top an opportunity to click on Bible study and templates. When you click on Bible study and templates, you will be able to download the one page to capture your learnings from today's study. If you are online and you have found us at Edge Got In, you'll see the link to download the template to capture your learnings for today's study. So, without further ado, our topic for today is summed up in one statement: is your love in action? Is your love in action? The learning objective for today is to learn how to put your love into action so that you increase your impact, your sense of meaning and significance, your sense of purpose, and your connection to the heart of Christ. You are his hands, his heart, his eyes, his ears, his compassion to the world around you, to the people entrusted to your care. So today, we're going to jump into some powerhouse scriptures captured in Galatians chapter 5 and 6, and then we're going to pull from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is often read at weddings, and we're going to take a different look at that as well to pull out some powerful lessons on how to ignite our love. It's interesting because when books strictly talk about love, they're not known to be bestseller books. Isn't that interesting? If books talk about how to be successful, how to achieve with little effort, how to live a wealthy lifestyle, it's amazing how those go off the shelf. But if there's a book entitled How to Love Well in Life, those have been known not to do as well as the other ones. Isn't that interesting? And yet love is the very thing that we all seek behind closed doors. It is the mission for which our heart beats. We were created in love, for love, and by love. And it's love that ignites our inner world into the unity that held Christ to the cross. It was all love. So let's begin today in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Sweet Jesus, give us the strength to love better today than yesterday. So often we're sowing a ton of different seeds. We're sowing seeds for success. We're sowing seeds for advancement. We're sowing seeds for popularity, position. We're sowing all kinds of seeds that don't produce a harvest that gives us the fruit we get to take with us beyond the pine box. Grant us the grace of observation. At the close of this study today, help us to go forth into the world and really observe the kind of seeds that we're sowing. We know, because you've told us and invite us, that the single greatest commandment is to love. Love our neighbor, ourselves, and to lead with love by giving the Spirit permission to guide our flesh. Forgive us for the times when we've led with fear, we've led with self-doubt, with worry. And we've sown seeds, tons of seeds of self-doubt, anxiety, fear, worry, rather than love and giving birth to joy, peace, gratitude, kindness, gentleness, and self-control over those negative thoughts that cause the behavior that plants seeds of destruction in our lives. Help us, God, There are so many shiny objects around us. We can start out our day with the best intentions until we run into a human being and then we're knocked off our game. Give us the strength to rise up, to shake off the fear, and to give love permission, your love permission, to guide our mind, our will, and our emotions. Surprise us this week by giving us an extra portion of your grace to experience the depth of love you have for us. We cannot give out what we have not experienced within. Guide us through this study. Make us attentive. I pray for all the listeners that are tuning in to this podcast. Open the eyes of their heart that they would be able to tune into the specific pieces of information that are directed at their heart to draw them closer to you. In your most precious name we pray. Amen. So let's jump in with Galatians chapter 5. If you're driving, you can just listen in, lean into the Holy Spirit here. If you do have your Bibles, then pull them out and follow along. I actually love my college Bible that was given to me by old Coach Stavely when I went to CU, who mentored me for several years when I just accepted Christ at 17 in Long Island. I ended up going to school out in Colorado. And he mentored me at Perkins once a week. And he hooked me up with this amazing Bible that I still have. And that's what I'm reading from today. So Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to jump in on verse 14. The entire law is summed up in a single command. One single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Again, you cannot give out what you haven't experienced within. Love your neighbor as yourself. Then Paul goes on to talk about the ramifications of what's happening because they're not allowing love to manifest into their behavior because they're not experiencing it. He says in verse 15, if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. Are you biting and devouring people around you? By your words or lack of words, by your facial expressions, by your body language or posturing, by reactive behavior, by certain reactive posts on social media. Do your words devour and bite other people? Those are such visceral words that are used here. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will just be destroyed by each other. We see a lot of that going on today. And Jesus calls us up and out to higher ground. And that higher ground has been taken care of by the master landscaper of love. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, so I say, after he says, love your neighbor as yourself, if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. In verse 16, he goes on to say, so I say, live by the Spirit. He's giving the solution on how not to bite and devour each other. I say to you, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature, he goes a little bit deeper, so he's kind of setting that up. It's like playing tennis and you toss that ball up right before a serve. And now he's following through with some detail around what's the Spirit? What's the sinful nature? What are you talking about here, Paul? So in chapter 19, he says the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Love cannot enter that scene when we have given our flesh permission to guide our spirit. Then he gives us the invitation in verse 22. So it's chapter 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, and Jesus is constantly knocking at the door of our hearts, even in the midst of that list of sinful nature behavior. Jesus is always knocking on that door because he's the hound from heaven. And he's constantly reaching straight in to the eye of the behavior that does not showcase the love of Christ within you. Then he goes on in verse 22 and says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their sinful nature and its passions and desires. Then he says in 25, since we live by the Spirit, brothers and sisters, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. We're not going to spend too much more time in these scriptures. This is an invitation. This sets up our conversation about the title of today's podcast, Is Your Love in Action? Meaning, is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit within you, spilling out into your facial expressions, eye movement, intonations, your entire posturing and countenance? When people see you, do they encounter the love of Christ, the compassionate, kind, gentle, persistence, patience, patient love of Christ? Is your love in action? Can people see Christ's love in and through your behavior? In chapter 6, Paul goes on to say, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch out that you don't be tempted yourself. Carry each other's burdens, and in the same way, you'll fulfill the law of Christ. Then he kind of gives us a humbling invitation. If you think you're something, like you're all that, you deceive yourself. Rather, take a good look at yourself. Ask God to sift you, basically. Ask the Holy Spirit, sift me, Holy Spirit. Show me the shadow sides, because I want to completely bind, rebuke, and cast out those shadow sides, even if I have to do it 100 times a day, to make more room for the presence of Christ in my mind, my will, my emotions, so that my behavior that's fueled by my mind, my will, and my emotions reflects my dedication to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone in verse 6, so chapter 6, verse 6, anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructions. Now, with his instructor. The next couple of verses, I invite you to lean into. Galatians 6, verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, which Paul set up in Galatians chapter 5, the sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, love in action, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at a proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. a man or woman reaps what they sow. What seeds of behavior did you sow today? What seeds of behavior have a pattern to them? What seeds of behavior are producing fruit that are in line with the character of the seed that you've planted? Is it suspicion? Is it taking offense? Perhaps it's fear. You've sown so many seeds of fear that that's your go-to place when something happens outside of you. Maybe it's anxiety or defiance or pride. Take a good look inside your castle. This is a freeing opportunity to invite the Holy Spirit. Listen, Holy Spirit, I want to sow seeds of love. I want to give my spirit permission to guide my flesh. I want to sow those kind of seeds that please you, Holy Spirit, that please Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because I want to reap eternal life. Help me not to grow weary in sowing these good seeds, because I'll tell you what, you guys, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, and he is looking to spin you into suspicion. He's looking for ways to disrupt your peace, to rock your boat, to cause you to be insecure, to doubt, to fear, to be jealous, envious, as we read in the previous chapter in Galatians chapter 5, to jump into discord, fits of rage, selfish ambition, envy, which causes a lot of people to be unhappy. So they drink a lot again and again to escape their perceived reality. The Holy Spirit is inviting us up and out of that dark place, whatever that dark place is for you. What is it for you today? Perhaps it's a shadow you've been mucking around with. Perhaps it's lying. I'm a recovered liar, and the Holy Spirit continually works on that with me. But this was something that he worked on when I was 17 as a teenager. That was my thing. Oh, I could just lie and do what I want to do. And then the Holy Spirit convicted my heart and continually convicted my heart again and again and again. What is it for you? What's that shadow for you? Let us not become weary in taking up our cross. Perhaps it's self-doubt, taking up your cross. And in spite of any pushback that the devil's throwing your way, by spewing those suspicious thoughts in your mind that cause insecurity and envy and jealousy and self-doubt. Well, you can't do that. God didn't say that. That's for other people. Things work out for other people, but not for you. Beware of the great accuser, because he provokes us into that deep place of anxiety, that deep place of fear. And when we are led by the Spirit, we are set free. Therefore, let us not become weary in our pursuit of planting good seeds today. I had the opportunity several years ago to interview the gentleman who took over an incredible foundation. And this foundation put a lot of good messaging out into the world. It's Napoleon Hill Foundation. And this gentleman who took over told a story that I'll never forget on the interview about planting seeds. He said it's like the man who planted seeds and kept running to his backyard to see if it was growing. And all of a sudden, corn started coming up. And he said to himself, I didn't plant corn. I planted tomatoes. And yet the seeds he sowed were corn seeds. Yet he wanted tomatoes. So the question I pose to you today is, what seeds are you sowing that aren't aligned with the power of Christ within you, and you're expecting a different outcome? Go back in and ask the Holy Spirit to put upon your hearts the seeds that will produce the fruit that honors God. One of the areas to really go deep with the Holy Spirit is your intention. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you sending that email? Why are you making this phone call? What's behind putting that post on? To get behind the behavior, what is behind this specific behavior? What is your intention? To be very intentional about why you're doing what you're doing. Does it bring glory to God? Does it edify the person? Are you speaking truth in love? Are you honoring a boundary that's based on truth and goodness? So to shift your script, flip your script from self-preservation that fuels self-focus and selfishness, selfish ambition, vain conceits, being conceited, which leads to envy and jealousy, to one of generosity and compassion, knowing that you lack nothing with Christ, because then the seeds you sow are what Paul talks about in chapter 5, verse 22. You will easily sow seeds of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, because you've been crucified with Christ. And so it's the seeds that Jesus is planting and putting in your hand. Jesus, what seeds do you want me to sow for you today? When you're talking to another human being, what seeds do you want me to sow in their life? Do they need a word of encouragement? If so, put it upon my heart so that I can speak life to them on your behalf, because I am your ambassador and you're making your appeal through me. The flesh says, I'm my own ambassador and I'm making my appeal through me. Therefore, I need to fight. I need to defend, and I need to walk away from things that don't push me forward into popularity, position, the possessions, expanding my territory for my glory. If you claim to follow Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then the invitation is daily the prayer of John the Baptist, more of you, Lord, and less of me. Put into my hand the seeds that you want me to sow today. And I'm going to really take a deep look on the kind of seeds I have been sowing and what are my motives behind those seeds. Is it to be seen? Is it to be acknowledged? Yay! Is it to be recognized? That's a good one. What is it for you? Because when you sow and when I sow to please the Spirit, my goodness, the ramification is a crop of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's what helps us sleep good at night. Now, if we flip to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this is an incredible, now Paul's writing to Corinth, and they've kind of lost their way and focus. They're kind of following some shiny objects here. So he's calling them back to the one thing. And this, there's a verse also that says, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So again, this goes along the lines with our title of today's podcast, Is Your Love in Action? First step is to recognize the seeds you're planting. Invite the Holy Spirit to do a spring cleaning of those seeds. It's just like a small child that grabs a hold of something that's dangerous. You'll gently grab his little hand or her little hand and say, drop that. That's dangerous. Same thing. When we grab those seeds that'll produce a crop of envy, jealousy, strife, it reaps destruction. We self-destruct and we destruct the lives of those people around us through biting and devouring. And Paul is speaking a message of invitation with a lot of clarity around, hey, doesn't really matter what you're doing out there. If you don't have love behind it, you gain nothing. You get nothing. This is the invitation today to really pause before anything that you do in your life and do a real good check-in. Am I doing this in love? Or is it out of envy? Or is it out of proving my worth? Or is it out of feelings of not enoughness? What am I doing this for? What am I spending my time doing this for? Don't be afraid to look at your motives, boy. I'll tell you, I asked the Holy Spirit several years ago to just come in and start revealing to me the motives behind why I do what I do. And woo, it's been a ride, and a very freeing ride. Because then it's not the boss of me anymore. Once you see that and you call it out, I see you. I see you, envy. And I don't want to play that game. I choose compassion. I choose empathy. I choose love. I choose service. Why? Simply because it feels a lot better. And Jesus is always about setting us free. So Paul says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, hey, listen, if I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, can you imagine that? If you could fathom everything, that right away, anything you heard or saw, that you have the knowledge behind it instantaneously. And if you had faith, even faith that could move mountains, crazy faith that can move mountains. But if I have not love, if I don't have love, Paul goes as far as to say, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, this is an action. Right? Love. This is an action, but it's not love in action he's talking about here. Because we do a ton of actions that are void of love and that come from the shadow side of motives for self-gain, self-worth, out of our own pain of not feeling enough or wanting to prove that we're enough. Jesus came to set us free from all of this. And Paul says, if I give all I possess to the poor, and surrender my body to the flames. But if I don't have love when I'm giving all that I possess to the poor, let's just say it's to be seen and acknowledged and recognized. Wow, what a generous person. Guess what? I gain nothing. Nothing. If I have all the knowledge, all the prophecy that you can fathom, that I could fathom every single mystery, if I have faith that can move mountains, if I give everything I have to the poor, surrender my body to the flames, but if I don't have love, I gain nothing. Then he goes on to the popular dissertation in verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. What is love? We have to first identify what's not love, which is what we talked about in the first part of this podcast, the kind of seeds that we sow that produce love in the spirit or that produce the shadow side by serving the flesh. Paul says love is patient. Love is kind. So here's our process of what kind of seeds to sow today, now moving forward. Sow seeds of love. Love that spills into behavior, that is patient. Love that spills into behavior that is kind. Love that spills into behavior that doesn't envy or boast. And it's not proud. We've all exhibited prideful behavior or have encountered prideful behavior. Doesn't feel good. It evokes pride, by the way. Because one person feels pride from another, then they feel they need to defend themselves, then all sorts of shadows are having their way inside the castle, and the behavior goes down fast. Love is not the behavior of being rude, he says. It's not self-seeking. It's also not easily angered. So he's giving us the blueprint here of the behavior that is fueled or not fueled by love. Anger is not fueled by love. But when love's in the house, then it's not easily angered. You're not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Do you turn away from evil? Brothers and sisters in Christ, do you turn away from evil? Do you recognize evil? Do you know what it feels like, looks like, sounds like? I'll give you a hint, because Jesus spoke about it. It takes offense. Evil accuses. Evil shames. Evil one-ups people. Evil puts people down. Evil is sarcastic, blaming. Recognize evil and turn away as quickly as possible. Love does not delight in evil. It quickly drops it, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Then he goes on to say, even if there's prophecies, they'll stop. There's lots of tongues that are out there speaking things. They'll be stilled. Where there's tons of knowledge, my goodness, knowledge that you can't even fathom, it will pass away. And then he has that invitation to reflect on the fact of when we were children, and ends with a powerhouse statement and invitation for clarity around the power of love in verse 13. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. What seeds are you sowing in your life? What motives are behind those seeds? What is your desired goal and outcome? Have you forgotten that you are Christ's ambassador? It's not about us. He is making his appeal for love in the world through your intonation, your body language, your facial expressions, your ability to speak the truth with kindness, your ability to forgive yourself, to forgive other people around you. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Is your love in action? Are you sowing seeds of behavior that reflects your love relationship with Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Are you giving him more territory in your inner world today than yesterday? More land? Are you turning over the deeds of all the different portions of land that make up you? Your mind, your will, your emotions. Holy Spirit, grant us the grace of surrender. We desire more of you today than yesterday. Give us the strength to enter into your love more profoundly in this moment, Lord, more deeply in this moment than we've ever done before, because it doesn't matter how much knowledge or faith, it doesn't matter how much actions we do that are altruistic. It doesn't matter how much we give away. If we don't have love, if we're not sowing seeds of love behind our behavior, it will come to nothing. Help us, Holy Spirit. First, open our eyes to see the areas within us that are fueled by the flesh, that are fueled by the sinful nature, the flesh, as St. Augustine said, that we may gain wisdom around what that looks like so that we could be free from it, to give our spirit permission to guide our flesh more today than yesterday. We want the fruit of the Spirit. Fill our hearts with more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness with ourselves and other people, self-control over negative thinking, negative thoughts toward ourselves, toward other people around us. Keep us in step with the Spirit. Help us to carry each other's burdens. Give us the strength to sow the seeds that you have placed in the palm of our hand. You are our soil. You are the sun. You are the water. You provide all of the elements through the power of your Holy Spirit living and moving through us, the same Spirit that rose you from the grave, to be able to deeply plant and share the seeds that you put in our hands for the purpose of more love, your love in this world. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. We want to participate. Teach us how to align our behavior with the desired seeds that you place in our hands. We want to have that love, that patience. We want to experience the kindness, the kind of love that's not easily angered, the kind of love that doesn't take quick offense. It makes generous assumptions toward other people, making up a generous excuse, knowing that you see us not for what we do, but for who we desire to be. Help us to see other people for who they desire to be, rather than how their behavior shows up. Free us from being self-seeking, from being easily angered, and help us to rip up that record of wrongs so that we can protect, trust, and hope, and persevere more today than yesterday. In your most precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. This is a credible invitation for us in light of the fact that there's a lot of devouring and there's a lot of biting going on. Jesus is calling us closer to his heart. Now is the time to resurrect his Spirit to the front lines of our behavior. What seeds are you going to sow now moving forward? Write those down. Read through the scriptures from today. Where do you recognize yourself? In Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Where do you recognize yourself in verses 22 through 26? And what percentage of you would you say sows seeds to the sinful nature? What percentage sows seeds to the Spirit? Give God permission. Give the Holy Spirit permission to be your counselor in this invitation to truly be a seed planter for Christ. Enjoy your gift of life today, and please visit us at edgegodin.com. It's our mission to champion your human potential in Christ. You can listen to the archives of the Bible studies, sign up for our podcast if you haven't already done so, share our podcast. Our goal is to edge God in more today than yesterday. Now is the time to make God recognizable in this world through the kind of seeds that you sow and the behavior that people see. Enjoy your Earth School practice, and may God bless the work of your hands and heart today. I look forward to our next podcast together, and enjoy your gift of life.